My guest is surrounded with God's glory, his presence, 24/7. And when he prays, the most unusual signs take place, like instant weight loss. Bald heads grow hair, and gray hair turns back to its original color. I have seen this happen with my very own eyes. Next, on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I have just produced a book of 10 of the best guests I've had over the past 35 years. And God just told me someone was healed. Someone's neck, the pain is gone in Jesus' name. I want you to be mentored in the supernatural so that you can do the same things people on television do. And that's what God intended in the first place. So the best 10 guests I've put into a book, but I have three that I want to feature with you right now. One is my friend David Herzog. And David moves in the glory 24/7. You see, when you speak something in the realm of the glory, it speeds everything up. I have seen David pray for people that had no hair, his own father, and hair started to grow. David has prayed for people, speaking of hair, for people with gray hair, and the hair has turned brown, and I was sitting right behind one of the people this happened. I saw it gradually happen. When he speaks in the glory, there is supernatural, instant weight loss. I mean, it is amazing the miracles that occur with David. Let's take a look at this.
I had about a 10-inch steel bar in my right thigh to hold my the operation, make sure that the operation was successful. And I couldn't hit my thigh like this because it hurt.
Because of the metal.
Feel the metal when I rubbed it. It's gone.
Wow.
It was about that long and about that thick.
Metal that long, that thick is gone out of your body?
Yeah, it's gone.
I have had some problems with my knees, so I ran for that. I believe that's healed. And I've got weight loss.
Look at that!
David explains, because you see, I think if we can understand this, we can then demonstrate the power of God more effectively.
Exactly. Well, it's the glory of God, which is the thing we teach on all the time. The glory of God that's in heaven, not just the anointing in you or me as a believer, but the glory literally from the open heaven, from heaven coming down, the entire atmosphere changes.
Is this because of the presence of God? I often wonder about this word glory. Is this like the presence of God, the tangible presence of God that's all around God is deposited here on earth? Would that be a good way to look at it?
Yeah, the glory is the heaviest realm of God's power and presence, and it electrifies a whole area as opposed to just having it in you, an anointing when you pray for somebody.
I see.
It's coming from like Acts 4, stretch out your hand to heal, your shadow's healing the sick in this glory, as the other way is you have to go to people and try to pray and get it out of you into them. So you're walking under an open heaven in the glory.
That sounds a whole lot better.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is be there.
Yeah, and be in that presence and that glory. And
so you mean you don't have to touch someone? You don't. It's just that glory
exactly
causes what you say to happen.
90% of the miracles we see, we never touched anybody. I'd say 99%. Oh. But the glory comes in the atmosphere, and there'll be maybe words of knowledge, and sometimes not. And people are touched in the back rows just by the glory that's in the meeting.
Okay. The Messiah said to pray, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean to you?
Well, if you were to go to heaven right now and you had a big cancer coming out of your belly, how long would that cancer take to go?
I don't think it would make it there.
Yeah. The second you were there, it'd be gone. Well, if the same glory comes on the earth, then his will can be done on the earth as it would be in heaven. In heaven, it would be instant. demons come out quicker, miracles happen quicker, everything is accelerated in that glory realm.
Is that so? The clip that we saw of someone losing weight is as if they just walked into the glory in heaven, but that kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
We saw a demonstration.
You look
that.
A whole lot better in heaven than you do on the earth because of the glory. But if you live in that glory, you can have some of that look or that new body.
You can look that way on earth?
Yeah, you can get some of it, I believe, as much as you can.
Well, Moses did.
Yeah.
I mean, his eyes weren't 120. His eyes, he didn't need glasses.
Yeah, he lived
longer. His strength was the same as a 40-year-old. I mean,
yeah.
He had some. Well, when he went to Mount Sinai and got the Ten Commandments, he was in the glory. When did you come into this revelation of where you just stand and these miracles take place?
Well, we were always teaching on the glory. We've had revivals. We always had miracles. But when I met a lady named Ruth Heflin, she was a woman of God, a prophetess, moved in the glory, so strong. And watching her life and being around her, that's where we picked up really this different revelation of the glory, where you don't always have to touch people, but the glory just comes down. It's hard to explain, but that...
Tell me some things you have seen with your eyes, like with money, when that glory comes down.
Yeah, you know, normally you give in the offering and God blesses you in time. But
yes.
When the glory comes, there's no time, not even with the miracles and not even with money. So when you sow an offering while there's a heavy glory, we've seen people get the return on even their finances. Like one guy, $500,000 within 24 hours. He was a businessman. He probably was about to go bankrupt. He wasn't doing well. He gave like $3,000 in the glory in a meeting. I didn't know he had given it. And the next day, he had a $500,000 contract. Others have checked their pockets, and money would appear right in their wallets, purses, bank accounts, supernaturally, where even the bank doesn't understand how it happened. It's a supernatural thing.
But most of us have learned how gradually, by speaking God's word, a healing will manifest, or other things will manifest in our life. But I like this instant business. Is it true that someone had hair instantly grow in the glory?
Oh, yeah. We've seen several people with totally bald head, and the hair begins to grow. We watch bald spots fill in. A guy comes up, and he's crying, and he can hardly talk.
Your hair's growing.
And because someone actually took a picture of his head as they were looking to see if he would get hair. And it was bald. I mean, the scalp. And all of a sudden, afterward, he runs up, and we're watching, oh, yeah, we can see some hair. We're watching it grow more and more and more. Everyone starts screaming, oh, my gosh, look, the hair's growing. And I have a before and after picture. It's just amazing. No hair at all on this scalp, and hair begins to grow.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Why is it that so many believers are still waiting for their healing? Why does it seem as if our prayers of healing for others go unanswered? 10 of the most powerful teachers who walk in signs, wonders, and miracles want to teach you everything you need to know to receive your healing. Call now and receive Sid Roth's brand new book, Stories of Supernatural Healing, plus this powerful audio CD, Mentoring in Signs, Wonders, and Miracles. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Through this book, you will learn how to experience signs, wonders, and miracles continually from 10 gifted mentors. You will understand that communion holds a key to divine health. Learn how forgiveness releases God's healing power. Learn how to rid yourself of toxic emotions. Learn how to discern sickness caused by demonic oppression. Understand how to access the glory light of Jesus. Gain access to the angelic realm. Understand how to release and receive blessings, and so much more. Plus, you will receive this powerfully anointed audio CD teaching Mentoring in Signs, Wonders, and Miracles, which includes 10 different teachers who will help you receive an impartation to pray for others and see them healed. Don't miss out on getting Sid Roth's brand new book, Stories of Supernatural Healing, plus this powerful audio CD, Mentoring in Signs, Wonders, and Miracles. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9089. Call, write to the address on your screen, or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Whether you consider yourself being mentored right now in the supernatural, I mean, for over 35 years, I've interviewed people in the supernatural, and we took the 10 best and put it in a book to help mentor you to grow in the supernatural. And we're going to show another person from this book. And this man's name is Michael Hinson. Michael moves in outrageous miracles. He just prayed for a young boy, and his legs grew out 2 feet. Yes, you heard me. 2 feet. I mean, this guy moves in extraordinary miracles. Why? Because God gave him a revelation of his heart for 3 days. He thought he was doing pretty good, but you know, Scripture says the heart is the most deceitful of all things. And when he saw his heart and God healed his heart, he started moving in the supernatural like never before. And God wants to heal your heart. He's going to mentor you in this area. Let's take a look. Michael, when you saw how wicked, and that's the best word I can describe it, how your motivations, which you thought were right, were wrong, what did you say to Jesus?
Well, it was devastation to me. And he didn't show me a picture or a movie reel of my heart. He just came in his presence alone, the purity of who he is. The darkness in my heart just, it was there. It was in between what he was looking for from me and who I had become.
But you couldn't take it after a while.
He didn't show it to me all at once. I think I would have died. Huh. I really do. There were times when I was so heavy and it was so overwhelming, the experience, that he showed it to me in layers as it went back. And at the end of all of that, when I finally repented, when I understood the truth of it, when it was over, I had picked up a love that there are no words that can describe. I had a sensation of God being in everything and in everyone like never before. And that's not left me to this day.
Many that have physical illnesses, that have fear, that have emotional problems, mental problems, anything, cancer, arthritis, any of these diseases, when they deal with the root cause, which is their heart, it's like the healing begins to flow.
It's instantaneous, and the thing that is so wild about it is so easy. Everywhere we go, when we're ministering to people, at the end of it, they go, "This was so easy." We get emails and reports back months later where people go, "I can't believe that the joy is this real. I never imagined it was like this. I didn't know there was this kind of contentment available. I had no idea." People going through trials and tribulations calling and saying, "I've never felt such peace before in my life.
I feel
not alone."
Wait a second now. I can tell you, Michael, I feel supernatural peace just as you're speaking. Would you teach just a little on one of the many subjects here, but on forgiveness? I love the way you teach that.
Well, forgiveness is easy. One of the problems with forgiveness is many people jump into the New Testament without bringing the teaching on forgiveness out of the Old Testament. God does not.
Yeah, you know what? That's that marriage I've been talking about, the one new man, the Jew and the Christian merging together. The Jew without the Christian, you're incomplete. I can say that. I'm Jewish. But the Christian without the Jew, you're incomplete. But when the two merge together, what do we learn from the Old Covenant?
Is that God separates sins from people. He separates them and pulls them away from them, and he chooses to remember them no more. He doesn't forget them. He's not some old senile man. He chooses to remember them no more because they're no longer a part of them. They are no longer in association with that person. They are absolutely 100% free of that sin. So people who've been washed in the blood of Jesus, everything of those sins that they've appropriated to the cross, they're gone. They're not part of the identity of that person anymore. When we try to forgive
people, so
that
sin always exists. The question is whether it is connected to the individual or that's separated from them on the cross.
That's exactly it. And there's an appropriation process that many of us miss. We just think that we're to forgive sin. But that's contrary to the teaching in the Bible. God doesn't forgive sin. He forgives sinners. Everywhere it's in context where he says forgiving sin, he's really talking about people being redeemed. He's not talking about sin being redeemed because it never was. It was taken on the cross of Jesus Christ and he bore it. But the wages of sin is death. And he died on the cross, taking the sin from us.
Give me an example that comes to mind of one, I know there's thousands and thousands, one specific person that followed this advice and got physically healed.
Met a woman This is one of the first people I ever prayed for. Met a woman and went to pray for her. She told me that her husband had left her and had run off with the secretary. Apparently, he'd had other indiscretions before, and she wanted prayer for her bad back. When I asked her about her husband and the details, you could tell that she was still hurting from this, and it had been a couple of years, but she was extremely wounded. Her back was so bad, it took people to help her sit down, and she was in pain all the time, 24 hours a day. Medicine didn't even touch the pain anymore, and she was at one of the services. She had received prayer from many, 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 from different people for the same thing without any results. I led her into a prayer with a technique that's so simple that shows you how to separate the sin and do it all the time. She was able to separate the sin from her husband, appropriate it to the cross, truly forgive him, and give him this forgiveness. And when she did, I noticed two things. I was crying because what she was doing was sincere from her heart. And I noticed, you know, through tears, she looks 10 years younger. When I cleared
my eyes.
Now,
are you just
eyes,
saying that as a manner of speech?
No. Absolutely. She looked younger. And so I dried the tears from my eyes. She was 10 years younger. The countenance in her face had changed. Joy had flooded her heart and moved into her face. She jumped up out of that chair, jumping up and down. She has never been the same since.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Ла Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. I hope you're enjoying being mentored. I know God is enjoying you growing up in the things of the Spirit. That's my heart's desire. That's why I'm showing you three of my guests, which I consider the top 10, to help mentor you in different keys of the supernatural. I want to introduce you to Katie Sousa. Katie was, in my opinion, a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde put together. I mean, she was involved in high-speed chases where people were shooting at her. She was a drug dealer. She was in the entertainment industry. And she ended up where most people that got involved in drugs and the fast life and crime end up, in prison. She got 12 years in prison. And in prison, she had an encounter with the living God. And God started dropping revelation inside of her. I mean, God will confound the wisdom of the wise. He picks her to understand what happens when the glory light of God is poured into someone. She has found when this glory light of God is poured into you, it heals those deep, deep soul wounds that have been stopping you from being all that God's called you to be. I want you to take a look at a segment I did with Katie, and I want you to be mentored so badly because God can't just operate through superstars. You see, he already has his superstar. His name is Jesus in English, Yeshua in Hebrew, but his superstar wants to work through you. He has a destiny, a purpose for your life. Let's take a look at Katie Sousa. Katie, there's something called soul wounds. And these are just things that we've carried with us, hurts, etc., that we've carried with us our whole life. Are you finding that this glory light gets rid of these soul wounds quickly?
Yeah, it's the accelerated tool that Jesus is imparting now in this season for us to be able to put on people's soul wounds to get accelerated healing.
Well, you must have had a lot of soul wounds with the life you lived.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me one instance where you got free of a soul wound.
Well, soul wounds are formed by sin. Someone either sinned against you or you sinned against yourself, like I did in numerous occasions. And because they're formed by sin, they give the demonic the legal right to torment you. And that torment can manifest in physical diseases. So I was going on tour in Virginia. And as I pulled up into the airport, as soon as I arrived in this new territory I'd never been in before, I started to get really, really sick. I had 103 degree temperature. I had a very severe bladder infection, yeast infection, could barely think, sore throat, the works. Now in the past, when I get sick, if I were to get sick that fast, I would be warring and rebuking the demonic and all right. that. But now I understand what Jesus was talking about in John 14. He said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. You see, Jesus came as a man. He had a soul too and a spirit, but he had no sin in him. So he had no wounds in his soul formed by sin. So there was nothing in him.
That was a much better way to start life than the way I started or the way you started.
Exactly. But now he's giving us a tool where we can head that direction.
We get restored.
Get restored to what our original creation, what we're supposed to be. And so when I saw that teaching, I knew that if we can begin to be like Jesus and apply the glory light to our soul, then there will be nothing in us that's in common with the demonic. So the demonic will have no power over us. You see, this is what we've been missing. We've been rebuking and fighting and warring, and we're not winning the war, and we wonder why. Well, it's if you still have a wound inside your soul formed by sin, the demonic still has a legal right to harass you. So here I am, I'm getting sick, and I'm thinking, okay, there must be something in my soul, a wound formed by sin, that's in common with the demonic in this region, and it's giving them a legal right to make me sick.
Right.
So I began to put the glory light on my soul, and I saw a vision. I saw five wounded me's hiding in rooms. They represented different rooms inside my soul. And God said, go in and get them and bring them out into the glory light. So I got them all out of these closets, and they were all gathered together. And suddenly the Spirit of the Lord just surrounded them with glory and with light, and they were healed. Well, after that happened, I was like, okay, now those wounds are healed. Now I can fight the demonic. So I began to call that spirit to come up and get out of me. And Sid, it came up and it spoke to me in an audible voice.
Really?
The nerve. Yes. It was the freakiest encounter I ever had. And it spoke in a voice so loud it would fill this entire studio. It came up and it said this to me. It said, what do you want? And I said, I want you to get out in Jesus' name. And he came off of my body. And as he did, I felt his tentacles. I didn't even know. Were wrapped around my body, ripping off my body, and I was healed.
So this glory light restores us to the way Adam was.
Yes. It goes back and systematically. It can go through time and go to every place where you are wounded. When somebody abandoned you or molested you or did something to hurt you, or if you got involved in drugs or alcohol, it can go back and you put the blood on the sin and the glory light on the wound and you get healed. You know, the man of the spirit of Legion, you know why
yes.
he was able to be under the power of that spirit?
Why?
It's because he lived out of his wounds in his soul. It says three times in that scripture that he lived among the tombs. That night and day he was among the tombs, right?
Right.
I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. It says that three times. I wonder what that word tombs means. And I looked it up, and it means a monument set up to cause a perpetual remembrance. See,
so
that's, what
so that's what's burned into our soul, that memory.
Yes, exactly. And
so the glory light burns out that memory.
Exactly. You know, in that same chapter, when Jesus meets up with that spirit of Legion, that spirit says this to Jesus. Oh, Jesus, what is there in common between us? Do not begin to torment me. Remember what Jesus said, right? The prince of this world is coming, but there's nothing in me that's in common with him. So he has no power over me. That spirit recognized, this man, Jesus, is something different about him. He's got no soul wounds. There's nothing in his soul that's in common with me, so I can't torment him.
Katie, when you go to prisons, you have to do things quickly.
Yeah.
Because, and that's what the tools that God's given you is to speed things up.
Yes.
Could you pray a prayer for our viewers right now?
Yes.
For the healing glory light of the Messiah to enter them and heal them right now.
I decree right now that The glory light is literally going back in time through your soul to every place where you were wounded. Maybe someone abandoned you or deserted you. Maybe a friendship hurt you. Maybe something your husband or your wife has done. The glory light is going to go right now to that place. The blood of Jesus will take care of the sin, but the glory light will then heal that wound. And I command that every wound inside your soul gets systematically more and more healed in the glory until you're completely healed in every part of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I speak to the demonic that's been tormenting you, that's been attached to those wounds inside your soul. And I say to you now, I loose King Jesus on you.
Hi, Sid Roth here, and I am so excited about you being mentored by some of the best of the best. But the greatest person of all to mentor you is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. And if you have taken advantage of his free gift of the blood of Jesus that washes away your sins, makes you righteous, and then invited him to live inside of you, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and he's going to be mentoring you beyond anything. No matter what happens in this earth, you can walk in peace as long as your eyes are on him.
Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Why is it that so many believers are still waiting for their healing? Why does it seem as if our prayers of healing for others go unanswered? 10 of the most powerful teachers who walk in signs, wonders, and miracles want to teach you everything you need to know to receive your healing. Call now and receive Sid Roth's brand new book, Stories of Supernatural Healing, plus this powerful audio CD, Mentoring in Signs, Wonders, and Miracles. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Through this book, you will learn how to experience signs, wonders, and miracles continually from 10 gifted mentors. You will understand that communion holds a key to divine health. Learn how forgiveness releases God's healing power. Learn how to rid yourself of toxic emotions. Learn how to discern sickness caused by demonic oppression. Understand how to access the glory light of Jesus. Gain access to the angelic realm. Understand how to release and receive blessings, and so much more. Plus, you will receive this powerfully anointed audio CD teaching Mentoring in Signs, Wonders, and Miracles, which includes 10 different teachers who will help you receive an impartation to pray for others and see them healed. Don't miss out on getting Sid Roth's brand new book, Stories of Supernatural Healing, plus this powerful audio CD, Mentoring in Signs, Wonders, and Miracles. Both yours for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9089. Call, write to the address on your screen, or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Have you ever wondered what the first Jewish believers in the Messiah had that allowed them to walk in such extraordinary miracles? My guest will reveal exactly what it was and how it was hijacked and how we can get it back.